it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donnick, and Jace here on ESPN 102.5. The game on a fast-moving Tuesday. Whew. Man, oh man. Have we covered some ground?
I'm tired.
On today's show.
But hey, that's a part of the business.
You're young. You shouldn't be tired.
I know. Well, I might still be recovering.
No. Well, that I understand.
Yes. Real quick, I know we're going to have Kevin Owen in just a second, but I just saw this. You'll appreciate this. Nevada sports books are reporting for the Super Bowl. They had a 12.1% win off and a handle of over $154 million. So the books had a good weekend.
I think what I saw was a little bit less bet this year than in past. Not much, but a little bit. Predators embark on a four-game road trip that starts tonight in Winnipeg against the Jets. Tonight, Preds and Jets. Thursday night, Preds in Calgary to take on the Flames. Saturday night in Edmonton. And then they'll close the trip out Monday night in Vancouver against the Pacific-leading Canucks, which is weird to say, in February. We say hello to Kevin O, who is with TSN 1290 up in Winnipeg, also does the pre and post for the Jets. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Let's start with the Dustin Byfuglien story that's been out there. This has been it was a crazy story early on in the season, so we were talking about it, and then it just kind of went away when nothing was happening. I can only imagine how much you guys have talked about it. It's resurfaced, and it looks like maybe coming to a close here soon. What are you guys hearing up there on, you know, how this is going to play out?
Good news for the Nashville Predators. Everyone else in the Central Division, if Buff walks away and doesn't play hockey this year, that appears to be where it's at. TSN's insider Frank Cervelli reported yesterday that where they're at is that both sides are working towards a mutual contract termination, a la the Ilya Kovalchuk situation in L.A. Now is Buff going to return, and this process would make him an unrestricted free agent, make him a player that he could sign anywhere and help another NHL team. Doesn't sound like it. He hasn't skated. He hasn't returned. He had ankle surgery, and with 29 games left to go, it sounds like he has come to the point and made the decision that he's not going to play hockey this year. And so if and when the paperwork all gets sorted out, they figure out and come to an agreement on how he's paid, who pays him, and what, they will mutually part ways. Dustin will become an unrestricted free agent, and the Jets will not have his services, but they will have, the $7.6 million worth of cap space that is created by him not being as part of the team.
And which is vitally important for sure. So it is your understanding or your belief that you don't think Byfuglien is going to suit up and play this season at all?
That's the belief, but as I said, nobody has any facts on this, right? Dustin Byfuglien doesn't like speaking to the media when he's under contract and obligated to do so on a more than, daily basis kind of thing. It's not his thing. He's not comfortable with it. He keeps tight-lipped. He's always been a guy kind of marches to the beat of his own drum and does things on his own agenda the way that he wants to do things. So kind of understand that and know that he's been real tight-lipped. His agent, Ben Hankinson, is a great guy and would love to share, but, he works for his client, right? If Buff doesn't want anything getting out and not saying anything, then that's the case. Now, Buff, on a personal level, he runs into fans. There's been pictures all over Instagram and social media. Here's Buff at a restaurant. Here's Buff on a patio. Here's Buff at an ice fishing shack pulling in lunkers, and everybody's all happy, and he poses for pictures, stops and chats with people. He's still the most beloved player with the organization right now. But there's a segment of the fan base that are mad, right? The Jets been handcuffed. Kevin Cheveldayoff, the general manager, hasn't been able to make any moves. Everybody knows half, three-quarters of their defense is made up of waiver wire acquisitions. And Anthony Boteto, who couldn't crack your lineup for 3 or 4 years, is playing regular minutes here because they didn't have any other choice. clarity on the situation before the trade deadline is going to be huge for the Winnipeg Jets. If they're still in the fight, if they're in a wild card position, perhaps that changes their plans or allows them to pursue somebody at that point. Or maybe they stand pat knowing, you know, where they are. If they continue to lose here, as they have over the last 25 games, things haven't been good for the Jets. They may fall out. They beat the Blues last game. They're playing better hockey. I think people are taking this as an overall positive that they at least will have clarity on the situation moving into the trade deadline.
So, as you mentioned, Winnipeg and Nashville both, as we said here in early February, on the outside looking in of the playoff picture. Predators do have two games in hand on Winnipeg. What has been the storyline up there through 53 games when watching this Jets team? And look, Jets and Predators, because of what they've done the last two or three years, they've come into seasons with expectations. I know Winnipeg lost a lot of players in the offseason, but what has been kind of the talk up there to this point in the season?
Well, it's kind of changed over the course of the season because they kind of started out a little slow and then righted the ship and proved that they could kind of win with the group that they had through November and then just had an atrocious January, right? They won three games. They were 3-8-1 in the month of January, totally falling out of, you know, battling Dallas and Colorado for you know, a guaranteed spot through the Central into the wild card and now falling well below the line and into the fray with everyone else. So it's fear, it's concern. You get all the big picture talk about, you know, is the window closing? I mean, you look at the roster, the Winnipeg Jets, the skilled forwards that they have and the ages that they are. The window is not closing. The core players of this team can be very talented moving forward, but they don't have enough right now on the ice. Connor Hellebuck has been outstanding. If he's not, the Jets don't have a chance to win, and that's what they've been all season long. Thankfully, he's playing, you know, at a Vezina-caliber pace that we have come to know and expect him to do. But without that, the Jets would be in tough, and their elite scorers can't score if they can't bust the puck out of their own zone. And with the defense that they're rolling out there right now, and as good as Neil Pionk has been, who came over in the Jacob Trouba deal, they've got, you know, three defensemen in their mix that were plucked from the waiver wire, and it's just not good enough. They can't move the puck with that. They've had some other injuries. Brian Little's injury, he got hit with a slap shot by his own player in the ear, perforated eardrum, knocked him out. He's been gone for 40 games now and might return late in the season, but he's not close yet. He's skating but not under contact. So it's like everybody else, right? You deal with the normal stuff that you would have day in, day out. For an NHL team, you deal with injuries and the situations that come up. But with the lack of depth that they had with the situation with Buffalo and the exodus on the blue line, they haven't been good enough in their own zone. You allow goals against, you're going to lose hockey games. That's where the Jets have been.
Kevin O with us from TSN 1290 in Winnipeg as the Jets and the Preds will battle tonight in Winnipeg. And, you know, the thing that we've been talking about here, Kevin, with this team is – you know, the two steps forward, one step back, and just the inconsistencies. And you can tell that the star players aren't playing like the star players. And I don't know if that's necessarily the same case in Winnipeg, like you were mentioning. It's a lot of the depth. It's a lot of just a lot of weird things going on. But it seems like the Central Division has just kind of been faced with that outside of a handful of teams.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, the Jets' best players have been as good as they can be under the circumstances. Mark Scheifele's putting up numbers. Blake Wheeler moved over from the wing to center in the absence of Brian Little. And, you know, the Jets have every deadline deal. It looks like they're looking for a second-line center. Well, they found it in Wheeler. The problem is that you shift him over, you've lost a 91-point right winger on your top line, the 6'5", and drives the play, right? And Patrick Laine has been a better player overall, his 200-foot game has improved. It's all the things that we were, you know, criticizing him for last year. Is that, oh, he's just a guy who can shoot and he's not getting the pucks out of his own zone and won't engage in battles and move his 6'5" frame. He's doing those things now. He's only got 19 goals on the season. You would expect more production from him. Special teams have been a problem for this Winnipeg Jets team as well. So, I mean, big picture, there's a lot of moving parts and reasons I think that they understand internally why they are where they are. Effort has not been one of them, and I think that's why Paul Maurice is keeping his job, at least for now. The team has done anything but quit on the coach. We've had real good efforts in the last four games. They lost to the Bruins before the break. They lost to Columbus and Carolina, two pretty good teams, but the effort was there. There was no quit in this team. They just might not have the horses to make the playoffs this year, and they're starting to accept that. They think they do. They think they can get there, and they played like that this week. They beat St. Louis on Saturday night and look like a team who could do that. But tonight's a huge test because what we saw against them, against Nashville, the last time these two teams played, simply wasn't good enough. Jets lost 1-0, and really it was a no-show by them. And that's been few and far between. But as tight as the standings are in the Central, you see it from everybody. Everybody's good. Everybody's flawed in the same respect. And we're seeing St. Louis fall off. They've only won one of their last six now, and the Jets beat them. It wasn't handily on Saturday night. It was 3-0 lead. It got to 3-2, and then the Jets added a couple empty netters. As we know, anybody can beat anybody on any given night. A best of seven, a different situation. But you got to get to the playoffs to play a best of seven, don't you?
You kind of alluded to it. My next question on Paul Maurice and whether his seat is hot. I know you said right now he seems to be safe, but do they have to make the playoffs for him to stay the head coach?
Well, from what we understand, he does not have a contract going into next year. So he has not been officially extended. If something's happened behind the scenes, they haven't made any of us aware of it as of yet. I really thought they lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning after the loss to the Preds the last time they saw them, that 1-0 UC Soros shutout. They lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning 7-1, and I was like, oh boy, like if this continues, they'll have no other choice. The reality is the Jets are run as a group, the general manager, even the owner, the management group, they run a lot of stuff through and with Paul Maurice, who's an experienced head coach. It doesn't work the old traditional, I'm the GM and I save my job by firing the coach. It isn't exactly the way it works here in Winnipeg. It really seems like it's a consortium and that they work together as a team. And a lot of what the Jets do is built upon the philosophies of Paul Maurice. Until the players, you know, I always say that they don't quit consciously on a coach, but it's subconsciously where they start making the mistakes and not paying attention to the details. And you can tell even good coaches get fired, as Peter Laviolette finds out, as much success as they might have on their resume. The time comes for every coach. That time hasn't come yet. So the seat is hot, according to, you know, a certain segment of the fan base, as it probably always is. But within the organization, I don't think it is yet. What happens in the offseason remains to be seen.
Kevin, appreciate the visit. Should be a fun game tonight, as always. Thanks.
Always is between these two.
No doubt. Kevin O up in Winnipeg. TSN 1290, Predators and Jets tonight at 7 o'clock. Pregame at 6. We'll come back and continue our discussion. Malcolm Turner out as Vanderbilt's AD. Max Herz will rejoin the show as it has been a fast-moving day here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.